Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, April Becca joins us. She's the Republican candidate for CD3, running against Susie Lee, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Wasteful Washington spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against reckless spending to stop inflation. Nevada families need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com. And grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program April Becker. She is a Republican candidate for CD3 running against Susie Lee. Pleasure to have you back on the program, April. How goes the campaign?
Just busy. Out in the district, trying to meet people and get my message across.
All right, so let's start there. What's the message that you want to get across right now with all the different things that are going on that are concerning the public?
Well, right now, it's still the economy. People are struggling. They're worried about, you know, what's going to be in the future, if it's going to continue to get worse. And that's the most important thing I hear from people when I'm out in the district.
All right. And what's your response to people when they tell you about this?
Hey, I feel it too. I mean, anybody who puts gas in their car feels the pain. And, you know, they're bragging that it's down a little bit, but they're not putting into perspective that it's still four times more than it was a year ago. Gas is outrageous. Grocery stores, you know, I was there yesterday buying groceries and there was a whole section that was empty. You know, these things, they're scary when you have children that you're trying to take care of and a family. These are the things that are really important with people. And, you know, that's the number one thing I'm hearing.
It's interesting watching the Sunday shows over this past weekend. The administration is trying to tamp down fears of recession, but Larry Summers seems to feel that it's imminent. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree. I mean, this is something, you know, I'm an attorney, so my area isn't the economy. It's not, you know, my profession. But when you hear the professionals that actually work in economics, you know, they've predicted this, they've been predicting it, and it's going to continue to get worse. So it's on everybody's mind.
In your opinion, I mean, is this whole inflationary cycle been caused by the fact that during COVID, the federal government from two administrations just put too much money into the economy, and you know that gave people all this money to be able to spend, and they went and spent it. And that caused supply chain problems, that caused shortages, that caused chip shortages in addition to other factors, but just too much money dumped into the economy.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's what happened. And we were warned. We were warned before that if we continued to spend money that we did not have, that this would happen. And it's coming to fruition.
Well, the irony is, of course, it was money that we personally didn't have, but the federal government gave to us. And as I say, under two administrations, a Republican and a Democratic administration, trillions of dollars poured into the economy. People that hadn't had money before suddenly had a stockpile, and they're still living on it. Does it surprise you that we still have people unemployed when just about every business is screaming for employees?
It's stunning because we have the highest unemployment rate along with the most available jobs. And again, still in my family's restaurants, we still have half of our dining room shut because we can't get people to come into work.
And what do you think the solution to that is? Because I would have thought once the federal government and the states were cutting off all these unemployment benefits and other benefits that people were getting, that would force people to go back to work, and especially with the rising prices and everything that we just talked about earlier. And yet that hasn't happened with such a significant part of the economy.
Well, I heard something that was interesting. It was an article that said that a lot of people are just now getting their unemployment because it was backlogged for so long, they were unable to get it, and now they are getting it. So I just wonder if that plays into what we're seeing right now with people not going back to work yet, that they still have money coming in.
That's an irony. And, you know, in our state, and of course you're running for CD3, which is in Southern Nevada. In Northern Nevada, the unemployment rate is under 3%, but that's due to the diversification of the economy.
Yeah.
All right, I want to turn to a subject because you're being battered on television by this. So I'd really like you to clear up your stand on the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and how you feel about the Nevada law.
Well, what happened, I'm sure everyone is aware, they reversed Roe v. Wade, which returned the issue of regulating abortion to the states. In Nevada, we had laws on the books since 1990, passed by the citizens through referendum on the ballot. And that's the only way that any of these laws could be changed is through the same mechanism. So, you know, I laugh. It's not up to politicians, at least in Nevada, for what abortion laws will be. They're on the books, and the only way they can be changed is by the citizens. This is the will of the people of Nevada. And here in Nevada, citizens ruled that you can have abortion unlimited up to six months. So, there's no way to change that except through referendum on the ballot.
All right. Now, there is discussion, of course, as you know, about seeing changes on a federal level that would supersede Nevada law. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't understand how that could occur because the Supreme Court has now ruled that there is no constitutional right to abortion. And the only things that Congress can rule on and pass laws for are things that, you know, are allowed in our Constitution. So I don't understand how they think that that can happen because it would, in my opinion, be unconstitutional.
But they could pass it. Well, all right. So just throwing it out there, Congress could pass a law that outlaws abortion, and then it would have to go through the whole process to get back to the Supreme Court for it to be ruled unconstitutional. And with the makeup of the Supreme Court, one would think that there would be a lot of concern for those that are in favor of abortion, that could actually happen if there is the red wave that people are thinking about and the current makeup of the Supreme Court stays the same.
Well, it's my opinion as a member of Congress that one of the most important things that we're supposed to do is uphold the Constitution. And when you have a very recent Supreme Court ruling that says that abortion is to be left up to the states, I don't see how you can, in good faith, pass a law in Congress that takes that away from the states when the Supreme Court just ruled that it is to be left with the states.
All right, so let me just clarify this. So if you are elected to Congress and a bill like this came up, you would vote against it because on the grounds that it would be unconstitutional?
Yes.
All right, and let me also ask you, just to confirm this, because again, you've been under a lot of attack, as anybody living in Southern Nevada, I'm sure, is well aware at this point, that you are also in favor of exceptions when it comes to abortion, correct?
Yes.
And
go ahead.
Would you go ahead and state those? What your exceptions are?
Rape, the health of the mother, it's all outlined on my website. It's not a secret. The things that are being said in these ads are just absolutely untrue. And it's something that probably people don't realize, that if this were a super PAC that were doing these advertisements, they would be taken off the air because they're lies. But, something I wasn't aware of, politicians and candidates apparently can lie in their ads. Super PACs can't. So that's the only reason that these ads are still running. They're not true. I've never said any of the things that are being said in them. And, I just wish people would do their research and make sure they don't listen to everything that they see and hear on social media and on TV.
Well, that would be a great thing for everybody on so many different levels. Are there any particular things that you want to state for the record that are completely untrue in those ads?
Well, just that I'm going to pass a federal law banning abortion. I've never said that. I agree with Roe v. Wade being overturned. I've always felt it was an issue for the states. And in the state of Nevada, these laws have been on the books since 1990.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we've got some other very gentle topics like this one to talk to you about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with April Becker after this timeout.
Wasteful Washington spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against reckless spending to stop inflation. Nevada families need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. For Nevada women and families, it's no joke. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away a woman's right to an abortion. But Adam Laxalt calls that right a joke. Listen.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke. No wonder, as Attorney General, Laxalt made it a priority to push abortion bans that let the politicians overrule women and their doctors. It's not a joke. It's our right. Women Vote is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with April Becker. She's a Republican candidate for CD3. Let's turn from one hot topic to another, immigration. You've been quite vocal about your thoughts on what's going on the border. But let me ask you about this, because, you know, we see in so many of the different trades, and you're a real estate lawyer, you know the difficulty that the construction companies are having in getting employees. It's all across the economy, not only in Nevada, but across the country. What kind of immigration policy would you be in favor of to be able to allow people to come here to work, not necessarily citizenship, but allow people to come here to work to fill in jobs that Americans, as we discussed earlier, at this point in time are just not willing to do?
Well, I think we've always had a system that allowed people to come here and work. They pay taxes, you know, they participate in our economy, and I don't see any problem with that, but there needs to be checks and balances, and we do need to secure our borders so that we know who is coming in and out.
No disagreement with you there, but the system is just not as simple as that. I mean, for somebody who wants to legitimately, legally come to the United States to work or to get citizenship or anything else, the backlog is huge. It's an incredibly difficult process, and it has been since 1986 when Ronald Reagan signed the last major immigration reform bill. Is there anything that you look at and go, okay, you know, these are things that we need to reform to allow the orderly process of people being able to come to the United States, live, work, and potentially become citizens?
Well, I think, yeah, there's things that we do need to look at. But right now, what's the problem is people are pouring over our border. We have a huge fentanyl crisis. We have, you know, gang-related sex trafficking and murders. We need to look at that first right now, because I just see our border as porous. People are coming over. There's no security whatsoever. And you see what's happening in these border towns. People are frightened, and, you know, it's hitting them the worst. But, you know, at this point, it's actually affecting the entire country. And you're seeing that with the complaints from the New York mayor, from Washington, D.C. mayor. It's a big problem. And that's something that I feel has to be taken care of before we start worrying about other issues.
And a fair response. Fentanyl, obviously, is a huge and terrible problem in this country and has been for quite a while now. But like cocaine back in the 70s, it's the appetite of the American consumer to consume these drugs. You know, should we be doing something in terms of a national education program? You would think that the number of deaths that have already occurred would be enough of an education program, but apparently it's not. What things should we be doing in this country to stop this rage of fentanyl?
Well, I think the problem with fentanyl is it's not really a fair comparison with cocaine or any of those other types of drugs, because these kids that are taking it don't know what they're taking. And it's being put into other types of drugs and sold and marketed as something that it's not. And if you want to educate, I think that, yes, absolutely. You know, our kids, young people need to understand that what they're being sold might be something that it's not. And, you know, it's terrifying as a mom with children and teenagers, young adults, that they could actually think that they're taking something, I don't know, that helps them study, stay up and do their homework. And it's actually got laced with fentanyl in one pill and they're going to die. I mean, that's terrifying as a parent. So education, maybe letting, you know, these kids know the dangers of what they're buying online, or maybe even from someone they know in the community. It's not what they're being told, and it's deadly.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back more with April Becker after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with April Becker. She is a Republican candidate for CD3. You've gotten endorsements from major figures like Nikki Haley and Kevin McCarthy. Are you seeking a Trump endorsement?
I would take an endorsement from President Trump, from anyone that's in leadership. It's nothing better than having, you know, that acknowledgement that you're doing a good job and that people believe that you're the right person for what you're running for.
What do you think about the Joy Gilbert lawsuit that is now, in quotes, based on algorithms? What do you make of that?
I haven't read it. I haven't seen the lawsuit, but people sue all the time and, you know, they have the right to be heard. So if they have the case and the evidence, then, you know, it should be heard in a court of law and determined that whether it's a jury or just a judge making that decision. I think everyone is entitled to that.
And I wouldn't disagree with you on that. You won the primary. Was it a fair and legitimate win?
I would hope so. I had four guys run against me. I won with 65% of the votes, so I'm pretty happy about that. I was excited.
Okay, but fair enough. But I just wanted to make the point that you're a Republican. You won the election in the primary, and that you are comfortable that you were legitimately elected.
Yeah, I think I won by, gosh, something like 26,000 votes. So I felt pretty comfortable. I won that night. It was by a large enough margin that they were able to call it before the end of the evening. So I had no questions about it.
Okay, and you feel comfortable going into the general? And the reason I'm bringing this up, obviously, is that there's just been so much concern about the election process, that I'm just trying to get people to come out and say whether they're comfortable with the election process or whether they're concerned about the election process. Are you, you know, convinced at this point that, you know, and I'm not saying that if something came up that you know, bothered you, that you wouldn't go out and sue, but are you comfortable with the election process that's in place, that you're heading into a fair election?
Yeah, I've been assured that the voter rolls have been cleaned up. And I don't think in 2020 we were ready for a universal mail ballot election. But I've been assured that things have been cleaned up, the voter rolls. And, you know, it's not easy to run for office. It's very expensive. It's time consuming. And if I didn't feel comfortable with the process, I wouldn't be doing it.
Okay, last question here. If you were lucky enough to be elected, what committees would you like to serve on?
People ask me this every day, and I'm like, I just got to get through this election before I start worrying about that. You know, don't put the cart before the horse. But, you know, I've looked at a lot of the committees. I'm sure that I'll be considered for judicial because, you know, I am an attorney, or the Judiciary Committee. You know, I want to be on whichever committee that best serves this community, and the people of Nevada. So I'm open. As a freshman, I doubt I'll get one of the, you know, the choice picks, but they've run a lot of things by me, and I'm open for whatever will help the people in this community.
All right. So last question. If she's willing to do it, will you debate with Susie Lee on this program?
Absolutely. She's already said that she wants a debate, and I absolutely will, just as long as we get a fair moderator, and totally open to it.
Okay, I'm raising my hand as fair moderator. That's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to see you, April. Thank you so much for doing this, and we'll see you back on the campaign trail.
Thanks.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.